This is Aviv with your new key, the regeneration of America, exploring the anatomy of leadership in the coming decades. Coming to America was a profound journey for me and my family. America is an exceptionally resilient place that was founded around a very unique premise, and it presented me with exhilarating learning and discovery. The land of Israel saw the greatest waves of immigration in the ancient world. America inspired the greatest immigration to the New World. In the ancient world, people journeyed to the Holy Land because it became the birthplace of three religions and because of events that had taken place there. In the New World, people came to America with an impulse towards the future. Hope about the future was always the central character of the American story. Indeed, America was shaped by the aspiration business and the future business. But many in the U.S. and around the world question now the future of America. In this key, I propose the three propulsions that will regenerate America and shape the powers that will gain ascendancy and leadership in the coming decades. The 21st century unfolding story is being written simultaneously in Bangalore, Beijing, Berlin, and in Boston. In fact, it is being written in many other places too, places you and I have not heard of yet. This does not imply an end for America's role in the world, but it suggests that leadership in the 21st century will be expressed differently. Anyone composing an American Requiem is likely to be disappointed. History never repeats itself in exactitude, and betting on an American regeneration is a smarter choice. But before we look ahead, let's reflect on the rise of America. To begin, let's explore the three-legged base of America's rise. The Roman Empire ruled the world by conquering land. It came undone not by an external enemy, but by overextension, which accelerated its crumbling from the inside. The British Empire did not need to conquer land to rule the world. It controlled the sea with its navy. The Royal Navy controlled the routes of commerce and thereby the globe. The decline of the British Empire was made inevitable with the innovative breakthrough of aviation. Aviation made naval power less important and helped unleash America's power. How did America gain an empire-like hegemony in the 20th century? Here is the three-legged base that supported America's rise. Number one, the American high moral ground originated with the Constitution, progressed by American idealism, and demonstrated by America's role in World War II and the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe. Number two, the American innovation and entrepreneurial edge, which was demonstrated by its productive drive and the thrill of scientific, medical, and technological breakthroughs supported and enabled by free capital system. Number three, the unique universal reserve currency status of the American dollar, which began in the 20th century when control of land and sea was replaced with control of the universal currency. This was established at the time of the Bretton Woods Agreement. With the complete destruction of Western Europe and Japan in World War II, this three-legged base came into prominence. Upon examination, though, all three legs have now been challenged. First, assertive foreign policy and Wall Street shenanigans in recent decades encouraged doubts about America's high moral ground. Second, globalization, outsourcing, and the rise of China, India, Brazil, and new middle powers emulating the American productive ingenuity presented increasing competition to America's economic prowess. And third, the dollar, believed to be as good as gold and backed by gold until 1971, was tarnished and lost much of its value through decades of debt-driven prosperity. With the three legs of the American hegemony challenged, the recent economic reset and turmoil were experienced as a Monday morning hangover after a drunken late-night party. But America is a place of immense resilience, where greatness and opportunity find new pathways. So where and what is the essence of the regeneration we can expect to see in America? Leadership in the 21st century will be distributed. Models of distributed leadership will emerge globally as well as organizationally. In this sense, the China-America rivalry narrative is misguided, driven by old-world paradigms ignorantly extrapolated into the future. To perceive the new design that is emerging, we've got to overcome our obsessions with sports metaphors and a bipolar view of the world. This is not implying the end of competition. In fact, the 21st century is shaping up to be highly competitive and will give rise to new rules of engagement and a new design replacing the polarities of the 20th century. The 21st century is about fantastic breakthroughs in science, innovation, and the emergence of sustained prosperity, facilitating a new age of enlightenment. These breakthroughs will help the world as we enter an age of global scarcity in 2020 and 2030. America's role in this transformation is different, but its regeneration is vital for global progress, prosperity, and peace. Here are three propulsions for the regeneration of America and for leadership in the coming decades. The first propulsion is the ascendancy of collaboration. Regenerating a hub of global collaboration as expressed by solutions created by individuals collaborating in response to urgent needs. Global and local collaborations of the three sectors, business, nonprofit, and government. Think, for example, the Chilean rescue. Proliferation of multi-generational learning collaborations in the workplace and in society, addressing head-on complex problems. Think of the passion and intensity exampled on campuses of leading universities and in the work of pioneering NGOs. An inclusive culture of collaboration that brings together ethnic, religious, and educational diversities and political adversaries in response to emergent change. The second propulsion is the ascendancy of innovation. Transformative and regenerative innovation in science, technology, and the arts expressed by breakthroughs in material science and nanotechnology, new solutions for scarcity of water and food, and new energy solutions. Think, for example, safe nuclear everywhere, and ubiquitous, elegant, and affordable energy harvesting solutions such as solar, ocean, algae, ammonia, thermal, wind, vibration and kinetic harvesting, and more. Breakthroughs in life sciences and medicine and in the way we engage with our planetary, solar, and galactic environments. And innovative developments in business and the evolution of a more intelligent, elegant, and sustainable democratic capitalism. Now, the third propulsion is the ascendancy of purpose. Regenerative renewal of idealism and purpose expressed by pragmatic idealism of getting things done locally and globally. Think Silicon Valley and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Think new opportunity hubs that attract talent and catalyze social, spiritual, and cultural renewal and a global and integral approach to well-being. Think America's new ways of engagement in shape-shifting world paradigm. And the purpose expressed in the ascendancy of collaboration and innovation and the frontiers these will help discover and open up. It sharpens the mind to think of these propulsions as the currencies of the future. Currency creates mobility and transfer energy and potential. Think the currency of collaboration, the currency of innovation, and yes, the currency of purpose. Curiously, Despite the bad rap in this populist season, multinational corporations are some of the best places to observe this vortex of regeneration. They are laboratories of inclusivity and engagement, where collaboration and innovation ascend in purpose. Profit is the byproduct, not the reason for being. Still, the capital system, with all its imperfections, offers better opportunities for this evolutionary process than traditional religious and political institutions. In business, innovative collaboration that serves a purpose is a winning formula. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Find renewal in collaboration and innovation. Renew your sense of purpose. Become part of the ascendancy of global regeneration and transformation as we enter the second decade of the 21st century.